When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
All right, it is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. And you never know, your letter could be the one we're reading today. It could be. You never know.
You never know. All right. That was a couple of you never know pauses that I wasn't used to. I mean, you just pause, you stop, you never know. You never, I mean, come on now.
Just keep do your part.
Rhythm. Keep the same rhythm. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter. You
Change
never know.
Change is good, nephew. Subject, she was wearing my wig with my husband. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been married for 6 years and we're an open-minded couple, so we do anything to make this union work. When our sex life got stale, we decided to try a threesome. When the woman came over to join us, it didn't go as planned. She and I played around a few minutes before my husband told me that he didn't want to do it, so the lady left. It had me thinking my husband was satisfied with me and we resumed a normal sex life. Around Christmas, my sister and her 5-year-old daughter came to stay with us after they had a small fire. I stressed that it was a small fire and I've been ready for my sister and niece to move out of my house since mid-January. It's created tension between my sister and I. My husband always took my sister's side when we would get into it, and he told me to show some grace, so that made me suspicious. My niece and I have conversations all the time, and it's usually gibberish, but a week ago, my niece told me that her mommy took a nap with Uncle Teddy on the couch. I asked my husband, and he said it's a child's active imagination. I tried coming home early a few times to catch them, but I never did see anything. Last Sunday was different. I wasn't feeling good, so I left church early with a pounding headache, and I never expected to walk into my house and see what I saw. My sister was lounging around in my short blonde wig, and my husband was in the kitchen making mimosas. My niece was still asleep. I asked my sister why was she lying around my house in her pajamas without a robe on. She said I'm paranoid and she can't live like this, so she will be out of my house ASAP. Am I paranoid or is this my intuition or is my intuition always right? Come on. You know what's going on here. You know what's happening. You see it. Your sister's sleeping with your husband. All the clues and the answers are right there. Your little niece even told you that they were napping on the couch together. You said your husband always takes your sister's side when you guys get into it. Your husband's got to be the stupidest man in the world. He's got to be to do this in your house, under your roof, when you can, with the threat of you coming in at any time. I mean, what was he thinking? Well, here's what I think. I think they deserve each other. I think the good that came out of this is that your sister is moving on ASAP, she said it. And that's what you wanted anyway. As far as her wearing your blonde wig, it sounds like she wants to be you. She's already pushing up on your husband, and he's letting her. So I say, please help her pack her bag so she can get out, and your husband needs to get out too. Steve?
Well, this is a letter of, to me, sometimes you get what you ask for. It's real simple to me. The subject is, she was wearing my wig with my husband. Oh, I can bet that ain't all she was wearing. Yeah. It's a lot of ways to wear. We'll get to that later on. Mm-hmm. Your husband and I have been, the letter starts off tragically. My husband and I, been married 6 years. And we're an open-minded couple. Now, as soon as I read open-minded couple, I put an asterisk next to it. Because when you're an open-minded couple, that means you open to BS.
Oh.
You open to sugar, honey, iced tea. You open. See, one thing I know about marriage, it needs to be closed.
Amen.
It is a closed off contract between two people. And once you get into anything else, it ain't good. Now, already they're an open-minded couple. So we'd do anything to make this union work. So when our sex life got stale, we decided to try a threesome. See, now, that open-mindedness that I told y'all ain't good, here we go. So after our sex life got stale, it only took 6 years now. Y'all was out of tricks in 6 years. You was out of six. You through. It's over with. Y'all decided to try a threesome. When the woman came over, now right here, when the woman, what woman? Where y'all get her from? They online? They in a catalog somewhere? How you just go get the woman? What is it, a club? Where they at? So when the woman, just like it's just like, well, you know, when the woman came over to join us, it didn't go as planned. She and I played around a few minutes before my husband told me he didn't want to do it. So the lady left. I can assure you she wasn't fine. That I can promise you.
Why? Why you say that?
They agreed to a threesome. She came over.
Uh-huh.
Then he didn't want to.
Oh, okay.
Oh, uh-huh. He looked at her and knew he wasn't enough.
Oh.
You know, you can tell, you know.
Uh-huh.
He was watching the moves she was putting on you, and he said, oh, this finna be too much for me. I don't want to. So the lady left.
Okay.
It had me thinking that my husband was satisfied with me, and we resumed a normal sex life. Mm-hmm. Around Christmas, my sister and her 5-year-old daughter came to stay with us, and after they had a small fire, and I stressed a small fire, I was ready for my sister and niece to move out of my house since mid-January.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is, she was wearing my wig with my husband. We'll get back into it right after this.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, she was wearing my wig with my husband.
This lady been married 6 years to a man, and they have an open-minded couple relationship. They open-minded, which means to them, they'll do anything to make this union work. Yeah, might as well quit calling it a marriage because that ain't what it is. When our sex life got stale after 6 years, we decided to try a threesome. I wonder who brought that conversation up. How'd that go? I don't even know how I go in here and start that conversation.
Me?
I ain't even, that's why I ain't even brought it up because ain't no need to, because I don't know how to fix my mouth to say this here because what the ramifications is going to be severe. So when the woman came over to join us, just like that, just right out of nowhere, I don't know where this woman came from. I don't know if it was through a prayer circle or Y'all was having a seance.
Prayer circle.
I don't know if this heifer stepped out the wall at a seance. I don't know where this woman came from. I don't know who she was. That's it. All they said, we decided to try a threesome. When the woman came over to join, didn't take no time to ding dong like she's selling Avon or something. Like she married Kate. Now she married
Kate.
That
really is bothering you.
Yeah, what? Wow. It didn't go as planned. She and I was fooling around a few minutes before my husband told me he didn't want to. So the lady left. Mm-hmm. It had me thinking my husband was satisfied with me, so we resumed our normal sex life. Then Christmas, her sister got put out the house because of a fire, and they've been staying with her since January. And it's created some tension between her and her sister. She wants her sister out. Her sister and the little niece is over there. So, when you all have tension, your husband always took my sister's side when we would get into it. And he told me, show some grace. So that made me suspicious. Why would he want me to show her some grace? My niece and I have conversations all the time, and it's usually gibberish. That depends on how old the niece is.
Five. She's five, Stephen, the letter.
Okay, she's five.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but being a week ago, my niece told me that her mommy took a nap with Uncle Teddy on the couch.
Whoa.
Well, all she saw was the nap.
Uh-huh.
All she saw was the ramifications of an activity that produced a nap with Uncle Teddy.
Mm-hmm.
I asked my husband, and he said, it's the child's active imagination. Now, let me tell you something about five-year-old kids.
Uh-oh.
They don't imagine nothing like that.
Uh-uh.
My mom was in there laying on Uncle Teddy. She saw that. Kids just say what they saw.
Uh-huh.
She not talking about her imaginary friend. She talking about two actual people. My mama was in there with Uncle Teddy, laying on him, taking a nap. Then your husband says it's the child's active imagination. So then she said, I tried to come home early a few times to catch him, but I never did see anything. But then last Sunday was different. I wasn't feeling so good. I left church early with a pounding headache. I never expected to walk into my house and see what I saw. Okay, here we go. Sunday afternoon. Here we go. My sister was lounging around in my short blonde wig, and my husband was in the kitchen making mimosas. My man. My man.
Stupid.
You know, they have mimosas at brunch.
Mm-hmm. Brunch time. It's brunch time.
Mm-hmm. That's orange juice and champagne.
Yeah. Delicious.
Said I'm easy.
What time is it?
Easy like Sunday morning. Yeah. I want to be out so high.
To the letter.
I want to be free.
Crazy man. Crazy.
Okay, but and my niece was still asleep. I asked my sister why she was laying around my house in her pajamas without a robe on. And she said, I'm paranoid and she can't live like this. So she will be out of my house ASAP. Good. Am I paranoid or is my intuition always right? Well, if your intuition is always right, what you write us for? Mm-hmm. Now, I normally take the man's side on this, but you're not making them mimosas, though. That ain't. She in there with that blonde wig on. Oh, you know. Hey. You know, we finna role play. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. I don't even really know how to make a mimosa. I just know it's orange juice and champagne. I'll put it together, though. I'm going to come in there with some.
That's it. You good?
Yeah. And so, you know, they offer that on the plane all the time. I don't never like it. I don't like champagne or orange juice.
What?
So some got to be fitting pop off. Especially got their wig on. And their pajamas.
PJs, no
pajama.
Bro.
Pajama ain't got no snaps on. Pajama ain't number elastic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we finna sit up here and drink these mimosas. This finna be
baby
nice
sleep.
Brunch.
Baby sleep.
Baby sleep. And we locked them in there. Because what Uncle Teddy ain't finna do is have her walk down and see them sleep on that couch no more. So the baby door locked. She locked in that room.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Leave your comments. Yeah, it is what you think it is, baby. It is.
Yeah, leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.